bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Well, I just spent the last 15 minutes or so looking at different articles, seeing if there was something of value that I could bring up to talk to you about this week. And I came up 110% short, which was quite unfortunate. I clicked on a few different articles, but nothing really stood out. Nothing was worth talking about or rambling on about necessarily. As I drink my water here. Really crazy to think, though, it's been a year since the podcast started. And there were so many different ideas that I originally had of what I could do once I hit a year on the podcast. But I think really what I want to do is just kind of reflect, kind of take a look back on the journey that we've had together. And still, it's crazy to think it's already been 1 year. And really, it just started out as someone saying, I think you should do this. Why aren't you doing this? Have you started it yet? And now a year later, it's turned into, it's continued to be what I wanted it to be and more, in my opinion. Unfortunately, two deaths occurred over the past year. One recently, which was our family friend Christy, and then last summer when my grandma passed away. And those were tough podcasts to do. And I think you can really hear the emotion in the tribute to my grandma, an angel in heaven, in that podcast.
Me calling her, reaching out to her, and staying in touch and keeping her up to date on different things. It'd be a great story to share on the podcast sometime. And she's doing that now. And she's right where she belongs.
And you can just hear the emotion, and it's real, and it's raw, and I don't know how well you could actually hear that. But that's the kind of stuff that this podcast has morphed into, and I've always said I think that this podcast needs to be real, it needs to be raw, it needs to be true life, real life. We shouldn't be hiding things, we shouldn't be masking things. And that's what I talked about in many podcasts. That's what my guests talked about in many podcasts. That's what the podcast on vulnerability was about. Being more vulnerable, being more comfortable with that. There are a lot of people this year that talked about mental health. Whether you were listening to Tom Coverley, The Illusionist, whether it was one of the more recent episodes, You Can Get Out. Maybe you were listening to the episodes with Jenna earlier on in everything. We also had some military members who joined us, some former military members. We talked about what is our America, what is our world that we live in right now. Are we actually standing united? We talked to a lot of guests in a lot of varying degree fields and in a lot of varying professions. We had a podcast where we just talked about whiskey for an hour and a half and tasted whiskeys. There was only, I'm shocked, only one live podcast. That was 8 months ago. So it was 4 months into this journey. So we definitely need to do more live podcasts. You know what? Let's jump on right now. Let's go for it right now and see if anyone has any questions or anything they'd like to share about the 1 year mark of the podcast. I mean, sometimes you just got to do things on the fly and make it up as you go. And so why can this not be one of those things? Live video has moved. Interesting. All right. We're going to allow use of the technology here. Oh my gosh, it wants me to use a different program. All right, sometimes you just got to work through things. That's the other thing that we've seen this year, having to work through things, whether that's calls being dropped or for some reason the recording technology just stops working all of a sudden. The technical difficulties, the things I've had to work through on the fly, the editing that's gone into, the amount of work that's gone into the podcast. I wish I could tell you the amount of man hours, as I sit here and type my password, the amount of man hours that went into producing, editing, recording all of these podcasts. All right, here we are. Let's see. We are live. 1 year podcast record. Send your questions. All right. This is interesting. Oh, I don't need... All right, go live. All right. So we're going live. We're live on Facebook now. We'll see if anything happens. But I really think... this has been a journey, and I've always said that I want to continue to see this podcast grow. I still want people to tune in, and that whether it's 1 year down the line or 5 years down the line, that I want this to continue. Hello, Faith. Faith is a dedicated listener. Casey's joining us as well. Faith also joined the Patreon, so thank you, Faith, for doing that. If you'd like to join the Patreon and get a little extra bonus content, which some more will be coming out this week for those of you that are on there, feel free to check that out, Patreon, patreon.com/TrentSpeaks. You can also email me, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. I'm always looking for guests. Guests are always welcome, of course. And you can come on and talk about anything and everything you want to. And that's the fun part about it, is that the podcast becomes your platform and I'm just there as moral support, basically. I'm just there to help you move the conversation along and to listen. You might also be able to check out some Cooking with Trents on the Patreon page. That's something that I might be starting to do a little bit more on there. If you have questions, feel free to send them in. This is a live record, and I just decided that out of the blue, I was like, what the hell? Let's go live on Facebook and just see if people have questions while I ramble on for a little bit. I've really enjoyed the eclectic range of guests that have been on the podcast and the different things they've said. I've enjoyed talking to people that I don't know. It's more of a challenge, 100%, but it's also interesting because just as much as you're learning their story, I'm learning their story as well. And I think that whether I knew my guest or not, it was always nice to have a takeaway and to learn more about them and to be able to help them share their story, because I think that's something we need to do more, is we need to share our story. We need other people to share their stories. And so that's why I do the podcast. I'm going to be switching from SoundCloud to Audioboom here within the next couple of weeks. That'll expand out onto, so obviously already on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. That'll expand out to Google, whatever Google people use. That'll expand out to Spotify. It'll expand out to Stitcher. I would love to see the podcast grow, and I would love to see the podcast continue to develop see what we can do with it, have fun with it, hopefully do some more in-person interviews this year. I know the majority of them were phone interviews last year, but sometimes that's just the nature of it. And I know Tracy has had an impact on Faith, as she's saying here, in her recovery. Leanne and I always talk about, I love all of them, but Leanne and I always talk about what our favorite podcasts are, which guests were our favorite, which episodes were our favorite, and they're always changing. That's the fun part, is our favorite podcasts over this past year are always changing, and I think it's good to have those people on. It's good to have them there to share their story and everything. And people are listening everywhere. It's not just in one state. It's not just in one region. That's kind of what I don't like about SoundCloud, though, is you can't actually tell what the statistics are or are not. I digress. But from what I can see right now, people are listening nationally. And I think that's cool. I enjoy it. I think the other thing that I wanted to touch on this week too, when I was kind of thinking, okay, well, what am I going to do for bonus content for those who are paying for bonus content? And then what is it that I'm going to do for the podcast this week? So when I was thinking in terms of what am I going to do for the podcast this week, I think the one thing that came to my mind was talking about practicing what you preach. And that's something that has come up between me and Leanne a lot. That's something that I'm not very good at doing sometimes. And it just depends what it is. There are many things where I am good at practicing what I preach. I would say sometimes it's not caring what other people think of me, or not caring about certain things in certain situations. I think the other side to that of where I don't practice is what I preach is when I'm saying, you know, life happens, things are always going to work out, and you're just going to deal with them as they come up. But I've also never been quiet about my mental health and my anxiety that gets to me quite often. And then when I start thinking about stuff, I start worrying, I start to get fearful. I am my own kryptonite to my anxiety. I am doing it to myself, basically, but sometimes I just can't help it, and it sucks to say that, but it's true, and that's one of those areas that I know I need to start practicing what I preach, of life is what it is, whatever's going to happen is out of my control sometimes, and I just need to take things as they come, and so be it. I am a man of faith, not all my listeners may be, but I am, and so I just need to continue to pray and to trust and to have faith, and it is what it is. So yeah, I really didn't have a whole lot. I think it's amazing. I'm blown away by the fact that I've made it a year and at how quick a year has gone by. And despite probably on a single hand being able to say how many times the podcast was late to post this over the past year, maybe you have to start using the second hand, but I would say you could get that in a single hand. I've been really impressed with the support, the people who are listening, the people who are sharing the podcast with others, with their friends, people that are talking about it. I do have to give major props to my wife. She is wonderful. And I will never stop loving that woman for as long as I shall live. She is a very good support system, but she's also a very good marketing person. And so I do have to give her a shout out. I used to say joke, but I don't think she jokes. She's often said, this is our thing. And I'm like, well, this is actually kind of my thing. And you just are a part of it by proxy. But she is very good about talking to people about the podcast, about promoting the podcast, about promoting what I'm doing for speaking to different schools, whether that's high school or college / university, speaking at conferences. She's been super supportive, and so I just have to express my thanks and gratitude through the use of this podcast. For those of you just joining, I am taking questions. That's really weird to say. If you have any questions, otherwise, I'm going to start to wrap up here. I'm kind of curious. So what you don't know, something you don't know, is that typically when I'm starting to record a podcast, I really just open up last week's podcast because of where I do all the editing at. I save it as something new, and then I kind of just record over the old stuff because the file is already saved. And so usually where the most amount of work has come is editing, post-recording when I'm doing guests, and then also music, editing and music. And so what I'm looking at right now is to see how close I'm getting to the last podcast, the length of the last podcast, to see if I just won't have to move the music at all. But as I sit here and look at it, it looks like I'm going to have to redo the music, and then I'm not going to quite make it. But who knows if I ramble on a little bit longer. Well, I hope that everyone has a fantastic week. I hope that you stay warm, stay safe, stay dry, stay crazy, stay yourself, and stay a listener to the podcast. Don't hesitate to share the podcast, talk to other people about the podcast, spread the word, spread the good word, my people. Hopefully I can do some more live podcasts this year. Hopefully I can get some more guests on. I'm really interested to see where this goes, what there is more that I can talk and ramble on about over the next year. And I'm not going to make it. I'm going to have to cut this and just, I'm going to have to do the music on my own. Trying to save myself from work, and that's not going to work this week. So thank you. You can find me on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on Audio Boom in a couple of weeks, once I start to transition over there at the end of this month. I only have to ramble for a few more seconds. If you're interested, so pretty soon I'm going to start a order form for t-shirts and for hats. So if you're interested in that, please feel free to let me know, reach out to me. You can also email me, trentspeaks@gmail.com. I will be placing an order shortly, and so I would love to know if you're interested, because I'll get you what you want so that you can support the podcast. Thank you, and till next week. See ya.